Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You want to talk about the exciting new addition that we both have to our morning routine?
I sure do.
Press House Coffee.
Press House Coffee. I am really loving this Press House Coffee. I'm not going to lie to you. Here's my bag. It's almost gone. It's delicious. And you know what I like about my coffee, because I drink coffee the way it's intended, like really nice and strong. Jen likes hers real fluffy.
Delicious.
Full of creamy and
clouds
sugary
of
stuff.
Joy.
But mine's like really strong. And every time I take a sip, I'm like, oh, that's the good stuff. That's
either way you like right it, there. This coffee will, it's the stuff that will help you get out of bed in the morning.
Give yourself something to look forward to and order Press House Coffee. And right now you can get 20% off by going to PressHouseCoffee.com/mom and using promo code MOM. Remember, that's promo code MOM at PressHouseCoffee.com/mom. Hey, everybody. Thanks for joining us.
We're about to podcast.
Hi, Mom So Hard podcast.
In case you found us here by accident, just know you can find us wherever you listen to podcasts.
And make sure if you did find us here on purpose that you like, subscribe, rate, and review, because that's important to all the people that are,
people.
And yeah. And if you want to watch this podcast, you can do that on the I Mom So Hard podcast on YouTube. You can find us on Facebook. You can find us on Twitter. You can find us on Instagram.
If you think you can handle all this hotness on the YouTube.
I like that she calls it on the YouTube because we are young and foxy despite
exactly.
Our voices. So I might be the person in this duo who will accidentally text how heavy my period is to a friend.
Yeah.
And it was meant for you and it went to our friend Dennis. Yes. I'm that person. But you're the person that weird stuff happens in front of.
I don't
all
know.
The time. It's like the universe is like, just throw this at her and see what she does with it. It's fun.
I don't know why I'm a witness to it. And I also feel like it's sort of like it's a weird curse.
Or a gift, because I'd die to be a witness. But go ahead.
Well, this thing happened with my husband and I, where we were at, we went to meet one of his friends. He was in town for a hockey convention or whatever, for like, you know, kids do traveling hockey and then parents spend like 10 gazillion dollars.
Yeah, but like, no. Yes, but no.
Yeah, we don't do that. But there's so many, especially like on the East Coast, people like,
yeah,
they do hockey teams.
Yeah, hockey's a thing.
But I don't like travel baseball. Thank goodness.
Not all of it. And you put the word travel in front of it. I don't want to do it unless I travel me.
My kids, it might be swing choir. I don't know.
Fine.
I don't know if that, hopefully there's not a lot of apparati needed.
Well,
off,
you've obviously never been in swing choir when you have to do a quick change into a different, like, what's Mylar skirt?
I just fell asleep.
Fuck you.
Well, okay,
I never made it into swing choir.
This is bonkers town, and this is why you don't be a good Samaritan.
Okay. That's the lesson. Don't ever be a good Samaritan.
I know you can't not do it, but here's what happens sometimes, which is that we met this friend, Chris, at Lowe's in Santa Monica.
This fancy hotel.
This nice fancy hotel. They weren't staying there.
She's like, they weren't fancy,
no,
but
they,
where we met was fancy.
Look, they're perfectly fancy, but a whole kids hockey team being
hell
at Lowe's,
no.
There's no way
I'd be
happening.
At Lowe's, kid be at Holiday Inn Express.
We went there for a nice little brunch, and then afterwards, we go out into the sand because we're like,
Of course.
The kids can sit in the sand and I'm digging around in the sand as you do when you're sitting there like, and I find an ID. I find a woman's
or a
ID.
Clue, however you want to put it together, but you always find them. Go ahead.
I always find
them, the weird stuff.
Which makes me think like, see, I probably am psychic. Like I was meant to find it.
Yeah, like the world's like give her this and
yeah. I have a lot of really horrible stories that I'll just keep under my hat until I witnessed. But right now, this one's a little bit mind-blowing though.
Okay.
So I look at the ID. It's this girl. She's like just turned 21.
Oh man, you know that.
I'm like, oh my good God, this is a 911 because she's going to be, she's traveling from Connecticut.
Yep.
We got to get this to her so she can hit all the bars that she
wants
came
to
out
get
here
two
to
for
do.
Ones.
Absolutely. What does that mean?
Two for ones. Twofers. Two drinks for one.
Oh, yeah.
Happy hour.
Oh,
good God.
1,000%.
We haven't been out for so long. Okay. So you
I was thinking about our
twofers. That's four for two. That's a different set.
We want to get our stomachs done and our boobs done together and get a four for two and a two for one.
We're way off track, but that's a fun, hopefully not a story with a bad clue in it or a bad witness.
Yeah. So we find this ID and I'm like, well, we got to get this back to her. Hey, social media being as easy as it is, I'll see if she's on Facebook, messenger her and say, hey, found your ID. We can leave it at the, if this is where you're staying, whatever, we can leave this with the bellhop or whatever. Bellhop? Because I'm old. See how old I am? It's the
YouTube.
No, YouTuber.
I'm just going back. First of all, I resent the girl because I'm like, do you understand how hard it would have been to get your ID back before social media? You would have done the walk of shame backwards and you would have hit every spot you went to and been like, hey man, do you have my ID? Because that thing's $32 and a 4-hour wait.
And I think legally you're supposed to turn them into a police officer
if you
find one. Okay.
As we've
that
talked about
like
before.
A big old pain in the ass to do that. Okay, so I look her up on Facebook, send her this nice message, leave my husband's phone number, and go about our day. We start Googling this woman just to see, just because we're curious.
Yeah, you're like, what if she works at the hotel?
Yeah, what if, you know, maybe she's moved from this Connecticut address to wherever.
How's she doing? Is she working in a startup? Does she need to talk to her parents?
Yeah, she had moved. She had moved to prison. She had moved to the state penitentiary because she had driven the getaway car at a federal bank robbery and now has my husband's phone number.
But you literally met someone involved in a crime.
Kristen, that's not the headline. What if she was like in the mob or something like that? She's got my husband's phone number.
I think there's endless possibilities here.
What if that ID
she's not
going
to use her one call. Maybe she will. Maybe she'll use her one call from prison.
That's what we keep thinking because we were so freaked out. Of course, I freak out.
I never worry about that stuff. I never feel like.
Oh my God, I do.
Seriously.
I get so worried about it. I called Facebook and I was like, you need to get that message unsent. I don't know how you do it, but
that's
you
hilarious.
Get into your like cyber technology spy shit that I know you do, Facebook, and you remove that message and that phone number.
Were you really that freaked out?
I really was, but she hadn't like activated her account in years.
Oh man, because
they don't let you.
A sweet five.
Yeah.
It
was like 7 or 10. Like it was.
She might have been.
You know what? You get mixed up with the wrong dude.
Well, you don't know it's a dude. She might have been running that show herself.
No, it was two dudes. I read the article about.
That's one job nobody
articles.
Would ever give me is to run the getaway car. First of all, they would never ask me to be a part of anything because. I would tattle.
No, you would still be like, I need to have my hands at 2 and 10.
Yeah, this is bullshit.
Oh, speed? You didn't mention that in this job interview.
You know what? I have a GPS that says to go one way. I'm not following Waze. I don't like Waze.
Hey, backseat driver.
Yeah, you just sit down and be quiet. Yeah. I would get pulled over and I'd be like, hello, officer. Here's my ID. You're probably going to use that against me. Let me just throw
these gentlemen are fine. Pay no attention to the bags with S's on them.
Yeah,
with the dollar signs.
Because we believe in this story that people literally steal money with bags with dollar signs on the side like it's a cartoon. Man.
I might have mentioned that during 2020, I have a really hard time getting out of bed.
Yeah, I think that's a thing that's been a common struggle.
And what's helping me is the press house coffee that we've been getting. Because it is good coffee that I look forward to.
It's all done online. It ships to your door, and it is a delightful surprise when it's sitting on your doorstep because you know you're going to have the best cup of coffee you've had in a really long time. Mine has pepper in it, and when you smell the bag, for a minute, you go to heaven.
Yeah. Mine's Dream Spot Blend. It's very dreamy coffee because, you know, I like coffee that's full of like clouds and sunshine and sugar.
It's got a real pep to it. I do like a choppy, solid feeling coffee that feels like I'm like rounding up the cattle.
There's something for everybody. The Press House Coffee was founded by two guys who wanted to make brewing an exceptional cup of coffee at home accessible and inviting. So there's no elitist culture, no judgment, just really good coffee.
That's right. So give yourself something to look forward to in the morning and order yourself some Press House Coffee. And right now you can get 20% off by going to PressHouseCoffee.com/mom and using promo code MOM. Remember, that's promo code MOM at PressHouseCoffee.com/mom.
You live to create, but you don't live to worry over the last nitpicky details involved in putting final touches on content. I'm looking at you, Kristen.
That's right.
Do what you do best and let Issue handle the rest.
Issue is the all-in-one platform to create and distribute your digital publications, including social media like Instagram and Facebook. They can even help you make animated Instagram stories.
Simply upload your PDFs and files, and Issue transforms them to create the content you want.
You can start using Issue for free. They also offer premium features that give a more customized experience.
Get started with Issue today for free, or if you sign up for a premium account, you'll get 50% off when you go to issue.com/podcast and use promo code MOM. That's ISSUU.com/podcast and use promo code MON at checkout for your free account or 50% off your premium account.
That's issue.com/podcast with promo code MOM. I think that it's funny that I want to be a witness.
You want to be a witness in a crime, though.
I have. Yes.
Yeah.
I don't want to be a witness of a crime because then I know a crime occurred. But I would love to be a part of something that just like unpacks it until we find the person. I just want to be a part of the team.
I get it. You don't want to like witness the problem as much as you want to witness the solution.
I want to witness the solution.
Yeah, bring
justice.
And
I want it to be like splattered all over the news that I figured it out.
I want to be called a hero.
I want a hero's welcome. I want a CSI episode. I want to be that person. I want to be part of an update.
Oh man.
So bad. And everything happens to you. You get all the cool crimes.
It's that cool.
I know. I don't think I have the constitution to witness anything. I would not be able to have any recall or and I would never be able to like do anything that required like being stealth, like, you know, like sneaking in or looking up something on a computer. Oh, my God. Every time that happens, I know that person's going to walk in. I could never do that.
Oh, I know, too. Kristen will send me. I think this week she sent several texts. Oh. Have I seen her wallet? So we're not talking about FBI specialist right here.
I would literally try to show my ID and I'd be like, fuck, I lost it again.
I'm going to get her a wallet chain. Yeah. Know whose wallet I found in the sand?
Kristen's. I was doing a sweet seven for a crime I didn't commit that I confessed to. That's what would happen.
They get you to do it, though.
I think I would be a terrible police officer because I don't know that I would be able to tell if someone was lying to me because I would assume no one would lie to me. Do you know where I'd be in the room? I'd be like, did you do it? That person going, nope. I believe him.
You have a pretty good gut, though.
I do have a pretty good gut, I think.
If we were a cop duo, and we will be one day, you'll be the one like, you're like, my gut says something's fishy. And I'll be like, mathematically, this checks out.
Yeah. You would be, we all know, Cagney and Lacey, you're Lacey. And I'm fine with that.
I wear the fur coat?
Yeah, you wear the fur coat. We have like the 80s, like, ding it, da ga dum bum dum. We like solve it.
We walk in slow motion.
Yes.
In, like a sweet car.
And we're wearing like pumps. I'm not, but because they would hurt my left foot. But it would be neat if we were driving like a cool car. Oh, or a minivan. Come on, let's make it happen.
Well, we'll just use the one I've got.
We'll just use Jen's and then everyone will know that we're coming for him. But I have a friend whose whole family is in the police force and they're detectives. And of course, That makes me totally uncool. And
because I feel like by like, proxy, you are also.
Oh, my God. And not only that, I'm like, I got to play it cool. I want so many questions. And they're like, I'm at the buffet line, man. But they said.
You're at a funeral.
Yeah. I'm like, I know, but I just need to know who did it. The uncle said that. It's not like, you know, it's not rocket science. They come in. They're super nervous. They can't remember what they said. They stutter through their answers. And somebody that didn't do it doesn't. So, like, you watch. And also, there was another tidbit that I thought was fascinating.
But did they also add that if you have an IQ of 65, sometimes you stutter through and you can't answer the questions correctly.
I was like, are they using, like, phone books to, like, get their way? And, like,
did you kill them? Yep. Are ghosts real? Yep.
Yeah.
Are there unicorns?
Yep.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
That's exactly right. But this is a general like rule of them interrogating somebody is that they show you their cards. And there was this crazy thing that if I forget how it goes, if they did it, they can sleep at night. If they didn't do it, they stay up all night in the jail cell, like in holding. Like if they did it, they can sleep because they know. And if they didn't do it, they're up. That is literally like the stuff that I'm like,
freaky.
I'm James Patterson.
Isn't that so weird, though? Because I would be like, wait, did I do it?
That's exactly what I would think.
They gave me really compelling reasons why I could have.
Yeah. I'd be like, you're right. That time frame works. I have no recollection of where I was. I can probably tell you I was watching something on Netflix when I said I was going to be working out. So I guess you can retrace my steps
Your Peloton's been real quiet. It records your workouts, so that is untrue, ma'am.
They're like, why'd you buy it if you only go for 3 minutes? Don't worry about it.
I also have a smart fridge to do check and see if the door was open for about 20 minutes.
It's weird.
8:40 and 9:00.
It records video. It does? That's weird. Ma'am, why don't you just get a plate next time you're going to eat meat and cheese? Shut up. I didn't know this was an interrogation.
I've never seen tuna dip eaten with a hand before. That, ma'am... You got to get it together.
Everybody knows that orange juice has a ton of calories.
It's hard to get away with anything. All these damn cameras around. Yeah.
I know. Between my Ring app, my smart TVs, nobody's letting me get away with anything anymore. Man, Everybody needs to mind their business.
We know you tooted excessively for about 18 minutes while watching Golden Girls last night. And then you made your way into the kitchen, which is what the Peloton time was. Matches up exactly.
With the murder of this person, did you do it? Sounds like I sure did.
But I would rather say I murdered somebody than admit to standing in my...
Yeah, I would rather admit that I murdered someone than confess to the crime of drinking the entire juice by myself when I tell my kids they're not allowed to have any or that I ate a brick of cheese by myself.
She's like, I gotta add vodka to this to make it look a little more legit. I don't want it to look like I have a food problem. I want it to look like I have a drinking problem.
It's so much cooler. It's so much cooler. So much cooler. No one wants to see you graze through 14 Z bars in one sitting. Oh, that's tacky.
Mine, they would be like, ma'am, we saw you dipping saltines into a half-eaten tub of frosting while you sipped really flat champagne. Are you sad?
Like, everybody knows it's really, what is that thing my husband always buys? And I'm like, why is it good and gross? And please don't ever buy it again. Which he's, by the way, not super skinny. The beer cheese that they have at bars, my husband will buy that. And I'm like, I'm eating it with a spoon. Like, don't buy that anymore. I forget what it's called, bar cheese.
It's a bar of cheese. Or investigator, you get it at bars. Nacho cheese.
Private investigator, I think I've given you enough information to prove that I'm not the murderer, but I'm a steadily unhappy.
This lady doesn't even know how to name her cheeses. We're not dealing with a real high caliber.
And she
criminal.
Won't leave. She's happy to be interrogated for 3 hours. We've never seen anything like it.
I'm lonely.
Yeah, she keeps asking for a mugshot. We have no proof of anything.
I've got a ring light. I just carry one. Do you mind if I touch
Can
up
you
first?
Get in this with me real quick? No one will believe it. Can you please?
Oh, the girls on Instagram are going to go
just
bonkers.
Freak out over this. They're going to freak out.
Don't do a nice thing, guys. You get like wrapped up in like some sort of federal case you didn't intend.
Or don't do a nice thing that you didn't intend to do. Dun, dun, dun. That's what happens.
So my neighbor, Dale, we've mentioned him before. It's just he does not like me.
Well,
I don't know if he doesn't like me, but
maybe he does like you and he's just.
You know what? He's confused.
He's confused.
I think that could be a thing,
too. What does
that
mean? No, I don't think he's confused. I think he knows exactly that he likes you.
He's just like
from a different era men were like, I'm going to be mean to her. That's me liking her.
I like her, but I hate her yard signs. I hate the logo t-shirt
inflatables. Why?
I know. Well, so the other day, my husband sends me this picture. And, you know, of course, we have one of those, what are they called?
The Black Lives Matter signs?
Yeah, we have those. And so I should be using a fake name, but I don't think Dale feels the same.
If Dale's listening to this podcast, he's one of seven men. And I say,
so we have this huge Costco delivery out on our front porch. My husband, once every couple months, goes in and buys every.
You guys don't understand. It's so much.
You're going to see three. Like, you're going to be like, how many kids do you have when you see all the boxes of Pepperidge Farm goldfishes that are out here? But then you're going to see Dale. Look at that picture. You can see Dale.
What?
Enlarge it. And Dale is holding a weird purse.
Ew. Ew. Why is he so close to your house?
I don't know, because he didn't. I would have tried to step over the goldfish and stuff and like ring the doorbell.
Was he ringing your doorbell?
He left that bag on our front porch.
What is it?
Okay. Now I'm going to tell you.
What is it? You guys, okay, let me describe it so you know.
Yeah.
It looks, first of all, it looks like a man who enjoys a fatty cuisine and a man who does not enjoy stairs. And he is holding what looks like a hot water bottle. If you know what those old timey things are, like a sack, and it's dark pink. And it's weird because he is behind all of the Costco food that just looks like Costco food, Doritos and sodas and the regular stuff.
So he walks up to the door. And you see him in the like the Ring app just looking confused and not knowing what to do. Like, and then, you know, it only goes for a few seconds. He's just looking around at all my groceries, which I'm like, okay, judge me. I like a carb here and there, whatever.
What do you got, Dale?
Kristen, this is crazy.
Okay.
I go to bring the groceries in. And there's this makeup bag, like this well-worn. It's got like a Spider-Man thing on the side of it. And I'm like, go inside, like, because I think I'm CSI, and I get rubber gloves to go look through it. It is a woman's passport, her son's passport, her ID, a pregnancy test that's positive.
What?
It is. I'm, of course, what do I think? Dale just murdered somebody.
Dale, that's a murder bag.
He murdered somebody,
that's
right?
That's a murder
bag. And he left it on my front porch, and he's too dumb to know that we've got a Ring app, because who doesn't have that these days?
Does he hate you so much that he wants to frame you for the murder?
I don't know.
That is the most bizarre thing, a pregnancy test?
It was so crazy. So we like, and this woman had like different names on different ID, like she'd been married or something like that and divorced. So we're just like looking on Facebook to see if we can find like who this bag belongs to. And then because it had her driver's license, it had You guys, literally think of everything
that's
important to you.
You just found a serial killer.
Right? Think of everything that's important to you. It was in this bag that was left next to my Pepperidge Farm goldfish on my front porch by Dale. So I...
Why is he leaving it at your step?
Well, that's the other thing is I'm like, you do your own homework, man. If you want to do the right thing, bring it to this person. I got, you know.
Why are you bringing it to you?
I have.
So weird.
I have literally no idea, Kristen.
Why?
But because he did that.
So
we
many
felt
questions.
Like,
can we get Dale on the phone? I'm just kidding.
I seriously.
You wait for that.
Next barbecue. Next, as soon as it's allowed, Dale's coming over and we're going to
no,
sit him down.
Not.
And we're like,
he is not. You're going over and you're going to talk to him and I'm going to go in his backyard and I'm going to look for the body of whatever you're the name
passport lady is. Yeah, you need to get
is.
One of those like heat seeking things.
You and bet.
Because so I thought it was so shitty that he did that. I was a little bit like, oh, so you don't want to deal with this. So
well, you don't even know if that's his motive.
I am, because this is what one would logically think is that it was he found it in the street or something
and
like
he,
that
yeah.
and was like, maybe this is Jen's. But because there were 15 pieces of ID in there, he knew that it was not mine, but he still left it on my front porch.
Yeah.
Right. So,
I mean, it's a D move no matter how you slice it. And that guy's going to do something like, you know, he's rude and he's like entitled and he's not very nice. So he's going to do something rude. But that's so weird. You have some woman's DNA.
I know. That's what my husband was like, I'm going to go out there and see if I can like figure out whose it is. And I'm like, wear gloves, man. I don't drop a pube on there because you don't know like what Dale's done. Like you have no idea.
What would Brent drop a pube?
Is he's very hairy. He's very
gross.
Hairy.
Is it going
I don't know. People get pubes and they tacos and stuff. You don't know.
Oh, like, my God.
Because they're...
This just keeps unfolding. Okay, hold on. Was the woman's IDs, were they all the same woman?
They were the same woman. They were the same photo, but like she had like a hyphenated name. She was from another country. And so I don't know, like some people from other countries, it's like you keep your mom's name and then you're...
Oh, man.
But it was, it was... Like, I know we're going to get called into court and they're going to be like, where were you the day after, you know?
You're going to be like, home. And I've got no one to prove it because no one talks to me.
And we would be so guilty because, it would be hard to prove our way out of this because we had the thing. And I made my husband drive to the apartment because I was like, that's a baby's ID. She needs that. Like, you have to bring this to the...
Wait, there was a kid's ID in there?
There was a kid's passport in there.
This is like a murder mystery. This is its own thing.
I know.
This is like, write a script about this.
I know.
What the hell? If this doesn't end with a good, like, 1-2 punch, I'm going to be pissed. I don't understand why
I don't know. We couldn't
about
find
it.
Her.
She's like, I just peed on a stick and I'm positive I got to prove it to the lover that I have. His name is Dale!
I know! Oh. He dropped the evidence on my front porch. So we could not find the woman. We couldn't find her on Facebook. We couldn't like find her like on any socials or anything like that.
Because she's dead.
No, she wouldn't have deleted her stuff. Like she's going to have some. There's a digital footprint somewhere. There's got to be. But I just didn't have the name right. Because you know how some people go by their middle name after they burn a bunch
of people?
For
the love of God. So did you find her?
Well, because her, the best idea that we had was that her license wasn't that old. It was like a year old. So I'm like, just why don't you drive it there and see it's an apartment complex. Give it to the manager. And if
what
this woman looks familiar. Because I do feel like that. Like, you know how I feel like, oh, the thing came to me for a reason, kind of.
That's where you and I are very different.
And also I was like
get rid of this thing. I don't want any part of it.
I kind of think Dale's being a dick and passing the buck and I don't want to do it to somebody else.
Do you want me to text him? Come here.
I have so many questions.
Holy
Kristen,
crap.
Honestly.
I have so many questions.
So my husband,
give a real bullshit
my
answer.
Husband brought it and this is what he did, you know, because this is COVID and everything. He took the ID out and there was like a woman cleaning the apartment complex. It was like gated. So he showed her the ID.
Did Britt touch the ID? Did Britt wipe down the ID? Because what if it has fingerprints on it? I'm not bullshitting
you. I know
now.
He didn't do it, you guys. He's so nice. He would never kill anybody.
Oh, it's like if I'm not there, you guys don't understand how it all works.
I think he wore gloves because I told him I was like, as soon as he sees that something's been peed on that's in a bag, you know, that guy's real germphobic. He's going to put gloves on.
Yeah, I mean, and it was positive. What a freaky deaky.
It's such a good start to a story.
I mean, haven't we all carried a pregnancy test?
I hope it's literally like worst case scenario was she lost her bag. Somebody stole her bag. And
can you imagine? She's like, oh, she's me. She's like, are you fucking kidding? My ID and my pregnancy test are in this bag. How do I explain this?
It's this adventure movie to tell the dude before somebody else tells the dude.
Tell the dude before he finds out. Haven't we all taken pregnancy tests in weird places? She's probably like at an Arby's and she's like, oh, God.
Well, and two, I saved mine from the kids, like the positive ones. Kristen used one for both because she.
I did not. I part peed on one. Well, what happened? I had part peed on one, and then I knew I wasn't pregnant, and so I yanked it away from the stream. So those are $16 a piece. Look at the guys in the sound booth. They're like, no. Kaylon's like, this is disgusting.
Like, number one, Kristen, you can't fool your dentist by brushing your
teeth.
You're
right. And you can't fool a pregnancy test.
Pulling it out.
So I half peed on it. And then I was like, oh, no, I'm good. And then I put it back in the thing. And then when I thought I was pregnant with Eleanor, I was like, what? No way. And I peed on it, but it was half done. And so, like, only part of the pink on the bottom of the second window showed. And I was like, still feel like that's
that other half of the line.
I just don't think that's the picture to show her. I gotta explain, like, I just don't want to buy another one of these things. So I get it. And it was like, bing. Yeah. I threw it away. I didn't keep that.
It was like neon pink. Well, I did keep it. So I thought that was probably, honestly, I'm such a weirdo. Yes, I have sticks I've peed on that I saved.
Not in your purse, the rando you have with your
ID. But then I thought it must be recent. She wants to save it. So I wanted to get it back to her.
She just did it is what I'm saying. She's like a Carl's Jr. and she peed on it. She's like, shit.
She didn't save it if it wasn't important to her. So I wanted my husband to bring that bag back to her.
You also just want to give it to her and go, no judgment, lady. Like, I got no, you, I. Whatever your thing is, if there would have been a stool sample in here, I would walk away just going, I hope everything works out in your favor. I got nothing. Right. But the fact that it's not hers, he had it, that your neighbor brought it to you is the part that makes him like, I don't know. He probably felt like you knew what to do, or he like knows that you're like social or that you seem smart, because that's not what I would describe him as.
I literally don't know what he was thinking, but for some reason, like, nothing that comes to mind as a reason is that nice.
Well, the fact that he came down onto your driveway is bizarro.
Well, my front door.
Yeah, your front door, which is down in, like, you have to, like,
and he
walk
didn't ring
down.
The doorbell. Like, he didn't,
that
like,
guy
ring.
Know
he didn't
that
knock. He didn't anything.
Has
and
a
he,
ring
has,
app.
He has our number, too. It's like, it's
a weirdo.
So, if you want to know why I've, bad habit chewed off the ends of my freaking fingertips this last week, it's because I helped Aiden abet a murderer.
You did not.
I'm pretty sure.
We're going to solve it. Oh my God, is this where it starts? It's like that murder bag is like my dream. I'm literally, and Finn is having the same, like, we're watching so much like Unsolved Mysteries right now. Of course I censor it, but I'm like, he's like, Mom, sometimes I have these dreams where, like, they asked me about seeing a crime and I was the one that saw it. And I go, you're having eyewitness dreams. It's very natural and very normal. I walk down that road all the time. Like, maintain. I go, Finn, I used to write down the names and the numbers of license plates because you didn't know.
Finn, remember this number. 911. If you see anybody that even looks like somebody from an Unsolved Mystery rerun from, say, the 80s, still.
Hey, man, you got to keep your wits about you. And Finn is so like me on the Unsolved Mysteries front that, like, if there's not an update, he feels very unsettled. He's like, they didn't find him?
Well, that's what we all want, Finn. That's why you watch him.
That's
why you watch. That's why you follow. That's why you keep.
He's so dialed in. That is me. That is me. Leading my little colt to water and saying, let's drink from the true crime bath.
Yeah.
But you had a true crime. You literally had clues.
I know. But can
bizarre.
I?
Okay.
Can I do a little hot flash?
Oh, God. Yes, please.
Okay. I'm going to do a hot flash right now because
it's Dale. I'm just kidding.
It's Dale. It is not. It's my husband because he's the guy that will do that. Okay, so it's our 9th anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you.
The they had a beautiful wedding that was very planned out and that I didn't ruin.
We did do it pretty fast, though, because I was like, look, my clock's ticking. You're not getting any younger. You're not getting it. I'm getting younger.
Beautiful and really elegant. And I remember I wore high heels for the first time after having a baby, and I left the price tag on the back of it.
Well, can I tell you, thank you for saying that. And let me tell you, it is because my husband said, I want you to have this.
Aww.
I want you to have like what you've ever wanted for your wedding.
Right.
He, like, we figured out, because we did it like on the cheap as you possibly could for
Did it at the Parker. It was pretty
nice.
But
we did it like on a Sunday. We did it like on, like, but it was exactly.
But you deserved a nice,
it was exactly what
day.
I wanted. And so he's my hot flash. He's the guy that I will say, please go get that dog out of the street. I know it's a 16 lane intersection, please go do it for me. And he does it. And I'm so lucky I found him.
He's like, he found you too. You guys are a great duo.
I do think the things that he, I think that he does for me what I do for him. I just made it sound really shitty, but like,
I don't know. It's the first time I really connected to that voice. It feels like you're doing me.
I think
we connect.
I think he's like, I like him.
Yeah.
And I think he's smart, and I like, he's not a person that I ever doubt his intention. If anything, he's like not as worried for himself as he should maybe be.
Yeah.
And so that's cool. So when he makes decisions, or when he's like, I think this is a good idea, he's probably thought more about me than I have in the equation.
100%. And Britt, might I add, is the kind of person that, he's a writer. So if you, writer, director, if you wrote something or you had an idea for something, no matter how busy he is, you could email him an idea, you could email him, you know, like you're working out something, and he gives it real thought and he gives it real notes.
Too much, in my opinion. Well, wait, sometimes I say,
it's
no,
funny
don't
you say
do that.
Because my husband just texted Britt and was asking him a question about like how, why some independent films look like they're shot by your friend, and sometimes they look really expensive and they can cost exactly the same or sometimes less. And Colin was like really learning from Britt, and Britt sent like 14 text messages with different links. And the whole time that my husband was getting these texts, I was like, this is during remote learning. Is Jen doing this by herself?
But that's why I love him, and he's my hot flash.
Hot,
he will always be.
Flash.
Yeah.
We're going to go to our mom box. Mom box. That's our new thing, because we love comments from y'all, and reading them makes us laugh really hard, and we feel like we have the best ladies on board. And yes, there are some gentlemen.
Yes, there are. And I love how they always ask permission. Like,
yes, they tread lightly.
It's so great.
They're like, yeah, is it okay if I send you an email saying that I really like your podcast? I'm sorry.
Hey, I'm not a mom. I'm a dad. But is it okay? We're like,
although we
even felt like asking, that makes you the best.
But then we had that one guy that was on our Facebook Live, and he was like, I want to see your underwear. And we were like, oh, man, you just dove at the wrong,
part or the brown part? We grossed that guy out so
bad.
We
grossed him out. He like quit Facebook. Fine, he can go to Parler.
Why did he delete his account?
He's like done with, he's in counseling. Like, they were so gross. I was trying to be hot. I was trolling them fair and square.
Yeah, don't do that.
I feel like, did we do what we think we did?
Okay, so we try to bring like some sort of like correspondence with that one of the, we get a
correspondence
message.
Sounds like a, we received it in the mail. Like,
yeah,
whoa.
If your attorney sends us something and we find it hilarious, it might be on the podcast. That cease and desist that you send is going to get read on the podcast, just so you know.
Dear I mom so hard, your comments are no longer, wait, what?
This is Dale's attorney.
Right, we've sent you to collections. Dale's attorney says you have to stop making jokes at him. He was returning the bag.
Of a name.
He thought you lived there.
So we think that out of what the
40 million
messages, comments,
that we might have picked the same one.
Okay.
So
give me who it's from.
Karen. Is it the same Karen?
It's
McKnight.
Okay, no, it's not. Oh, gosh. It's
Karen,
not.
Karen McKnight Caperton. I feel this one so hard. And the thing is, it's a nice note. This is probably from, geez, I'm I think this is from 2017. It's an old comment.
Okay.
It might be, I might have the date wrong on that. Okay, so Karen says, day one, in quotes, it says, please ask your son to stop passing gas in class. Day two, your son has now asked to step outside of the class 12 times in 1 hour. Please change his diet. Day three, I'm moving his desk into the hallway.
Oh, no.
What this made me think of is, like, now when we're doing remote learning, my kids have no decorum whatsoever. They just mute and rip one. So when they go back into school,
did it on the podcast.
Literally, you just did it right now?
No, earlier. Oh. I flexed and it just shot out, I think. I was laughing.
Jen toots and it's like, bloop.
No, it's
like
it's
a little
not.
Sparkle. It's a little sparkler. If I do it, it's like,
like, oh, is there a horse in here?
the guys in the room are like, I'm done with you guys. This you're ruining women for me.
Exactly.
So I read that and I felt that one so deeply because, first of all, the poor teacher's like, your kid, she's like,
yeah,
he's crapping his pants in class, basically. And you're, as a mother, could you imagine getting this and being like, you have to stop?
Yeah, but it's also ballsy because, like, what if he has got, like, colitis or, like, he could have, like, irritable bowel syndrome or
I don't know.
Like that.
I sort of am like, if that's not brought to my attention in the beginning and this kid's, like, making the classroom reek, I would have a very low.
You know what?
I'd be like, oops, you tooted, step outside. And then by day three, I'd be like, do you have to poop?
Well, as
like,
mothers,
I have no time for it.
We have to have these hard conversations. And sometimes maybe that conversation is, hi, nice to meet you. So excited about third grade. You're going to think my son shat his pants probably 12 times a day.
It's because he eats a high fiber diet.
Yeah, we're a strong German stock.
Yeah,
and,
we just—it's just
not
the way
great
we are.
At digesting milk, but everybody loves it.
Right.
So that's
when his grandmother comes into town, she's like, "Oops, I had dairy," and we all pay the price. So I know what you're dealing with.
My daughter's a strong farter. She loves. She's
that's
like,
amazing.
Yeah.
Eleanor does the same thing, except she'll mute herself, and then it's like, bah, 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 bah. I'm like, "Good God, Eleanor, you can't go back to school and do that. I'm going to be so. You're going to be embarrassed." Like,
yeah.
She's like, "It's my room, my rules."
But maybe that's how the paradigm shifts for women is that we fart with the pride that
men
do.
We shock the patriarchy and we're like,
yeah,
shocker.
They're like, you know what? Maybe we've been wrong to think of them as sexual beings for so long.
Yeah.
Maybe we should just think of them as like our
farting,
wing eating compatriots.
We should order a plate of wings and have everyone eat dairy and call it like fair play.
Yeah,
like men and women alike in one room. No one's going to be able to hold on to that for very long. Get a bunch of coffees, get everybody like feeling the same. And then everything's the even playing field.
Can I sex it up even worse?
Yes.
Because I'd want you to read this comment. Because I laughed so hard at it. I really thought it was the same one, but this just, okay. We got this that this
if we
week.
Do the same one, our brains are connected because I already think I...
It's Beth W. Because I was saying how I wished that I would take an 8-pound shit so that... every day, I think like, I think there's
so
a lot in there.
That... When we post something, like sometimes you can see it really like take off, and then there's sometimes it's like lightning speed, and I'm like, everybody wants to crap like an 8-pounder right
now. I even
now.
Sent that to Kristen. I was like, I am a disgusting human. Should
and
I
was like, you will post this. Whenever she says that, I know it's going to be a good one.
So this woman posted this, Beth Wordell, Beth W. said, my husband and I have a means to discuss such matters without being grotesque. We report our toilet deposits in dollar amounts that cannot exceed $10. It all started early in our relationship when it would be unsexy to talk about travel-induced constipation with real terminology. And let's face it, when you travel-induced constipation, TIC she calls it, let's face it, you're lucky to poop nickels. Over the course of the years, we've both reported $20 deposits when the max possible is 10, keep in mind. And sometimes you end up saying, I forgot my wallet in there. Here's hoping for bankrupt bathroom visits for us all.
Oh my God, she's a genius. God. I'm gonna use that for the rest of my life. Oh, God.
I'm tears coming out of my eyes.
That's fantastic. Oh, my gosh. Good honor. And you know what? That's what marriage is.
That's right.
That's what marriage is. You're like, I mean, my husband's, I've said it before, he's like weird about pooping, but I'm just like, hey, man, if you're going to do it, I just ask that you spray. But yeah. He's like, does not want to have those conversations. He's like, why do you talk like that? What
like,
is
let's pretend like, we don't.
Because well, girls poop, man. And like,
it's just easier.
Now I'm going to make it about banking because then it'll be easier for them.
It sounds a lot more elegant. But so you've been listening to the Why We're Super Hot podcast.
And I mom so hard. I think we've done enough damage here.
Sorry, guys.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye.